quite hear your call sign.
No, we weren't. It's November 4, Victor Delta Charlie.
Victor Delta Charlie.
4, Victor Delta Charlie.
I got it now. So, what's up?
Well, I guess you could say I was sort of in the dumps today. Took a load over to the Seneca landfill. Got a lot more to take. Had a tree fall down in the backyard, so slowly, bit by bit, I got to chop it up and cart it away.
Self-doing that could be hard work. Depends how big of a tree. I've had that happen once or twice.
About 16 to 20 inches diameter at the base.
Fireplace. Nah, winter is over. Yeah, that, even with a chainsaw, that's going to take time. Dice it up and bring it to the, trying to think of what else you could do with it. Nah, it's not firewood season, so I guess, yeah, just dump it.
Pine, which is not good for a fireplace. And my neighbor wants some of it for a barn fire outside. It's fine with me. Less trips I have to make. And this tree has been sitting at a 22-degree angle since I pulled in. Now suddenly it's at a 90-degree angle.
Yeah, I've had that happen. Well, fortunately it didn't land on anything.
No, it's blocked our pathway, sort of, so we have to step over it. We'll call that exercise. No chopping up a tree and carting it off. I mean, some people pay money to go to the gym. At this exercise project in my backyard.
It's good for it. Good aerobic exercise is get out there and start chopping. Your signal's starting to get choppy. Speaking of choppy, you're choppy and you're kind of in the noise.
Down in Seneca, I just got a quarter wave antenna through the roof.
Yeah, this repeater is off today, too. I don't know. Sometimes this repeater works very well, other times not so much. I don't know how I sound to you. I might be in the static as well.
I hear a little background static, but 100% copy. I'm based out of Townville.
Townville. I don't know where that is offhand. I'm way out nowhere here in Gray Court.
Anderson County, sort of south of Anderson. Let's see. 85, exit 11.
So, go very much further, and I think you're in Georgia.
Doing my math right? I'm choking a bit. If I do my math right, it's 11 miles away.
To the repeater, okay? It's just that, I don't know, there's some, you're not driving, are you? Are you in motion?
Up and down hills.
That picket fence distortion, then, that's what's going on. You're driving up and down hills.
I'll try and take level ground. I don't think I have much of a choice, though.
Where I think you are, I don't think there is much in the way of level ground.
I'm on 59 now, heading back toward Townville.
Yeah, I got to get a proper base station set up. This is basically just a mobile radio with a J-pole, which isn't even outside. At least I should take the J-pole and put it higher up.
Pole's fine. I have a Diamond X50 on the roof for 2 meter and 440. My station is all powered by batteries and solar power.
I thought I was the only one. Yeah, I got one of the little tiny 100-watt solar panels charging up a battery to power this radio. I got some bigger solar panels that have been sitting out there for years. I got to do something with them and actually build a bigger system.
Yeah, I just have the one panel up temporary, and it's 100 watts. I got two more panels to put up there, so I have 300 watts charging two golf cart batteries, and that also runs a 2,000 watt inverter that can run the refrigerators and stuff if need be. Also powers the HF rake.
Do with the panels I got. I got two 300 watt panels that are sitting gathering dust. Actually, they might be 280 watt panels because I got them very cheaply because they were slightly damaged. But I was going to do that in like a kilowatt or 1-2 kilowatt inverter and a couple of batteries and make like a 500 or 600 watt system. You know, with that I could do something.
After I hooked mine up, I did the important test. I plugged my coffee pot into it and made coffee, and then the teapot for my friend, and the batteries didn't even notice it.
So I should work on that one day. All I really need to do is I need a 24-volt charge controller, and I got to get another car battery. I got to put two of them in series. Let's see. I need probably a 1,000-2,000 watt inverter. I don't really know who makes a good one. But, you know, another couple of $100 I can throw at this and have an actual system.
And spend the money on a sine wave inverter. There's certain items that don't like the modified sine wave. One of them is a DeWalt battery charger.
An actual sine wave out. Yeah, I was wondering about that. Because most of them, I don't know if there's any out there that are just square waves anymore. They're mostly that modified sine wave. Looks like a kind of a jaggy square wave. You know, looks like stair step waves, but you're saying go with an actual sine wave inverter.
Yep, that's the best way for your equipment. And also, what I've done for a number of people is I've taken sort of big UPS that uses the small batteries and hook up a car battery to that. Now you have a sine wave inverter.
True, could do that. You know, I don't have any really money now to do all these things. These were those toy solar panels that were on sale at Harbor Freight. It was like $100, $150 for a 100-watt system, which is four little panels. And it's going into like an old deep cycle marine battery, which is 10 years old. Time to get a new one. But, you know, that's on the list of projects, you know, to do someday when there's time or money available. That plus put up, a proper HF antenna.
Don't combine an old battery with a new battery. Better off just buying two new ones, or in my case, I bought the 6-volt golf cart batteries. They hold up very well. You got 220 amp hours coming out of them.
I'm going to get two new batteries. Because this deep cycle battery here is 10 years old. You know, I hauled it down from up north where I bought it for when one of the hurricanes was coming into the New York City area. I bought it so I would have lighting, if nothing else. Yeah, this is at it.
Were you talking earlier that you were from Woodbridge and for VDC?
I'm I'm from Lawrence, near the airport.
Yes, it was a guy you were talking to. It was from Woodbridge in New Jersey. Very long time ago, 40, 50 years ago, I was from New Jersey and was born on Staten Island.
Call sign is written on a whiteboard. KD2CXJ, I think you were talking to, or I was talking to. Yeah, a lot of people from around that area that I guess have slowly over time moved into this area.
I'm a halfback. I spent most of my time down in Florida, about 40 years or so, and then moved up here.
Dang it. Yeah, I know how that would suck. I'm familiar with the term halfback. The people who came from the Northeast down to Florida after 20, 30, 40 years or so said, you know, this is no better than New York. So they came into the Carolina area.
I was way better than New York. I spent some time there. But, yeah, tired of the putting up the shutters for hurricanes and stuff. So this is working out. And my friend wanted to move up here, so I just came along for the ride.
Hurricane Andrew, I don't know how many more really major hurricanes. Well, I don't know. During that time, probably quite a few of them. You get the occasional hurricane. See, where I was like in northwest Broward County, so I was like inland anyway. I wasn't not that near the coast. So, we didn't worry about it that much.
I was in Jupiter or West Palm Beach area. Let's see, we've had Cat 3, 4 hurricane came through. And we got to be there with the eye, so we watched trees blow down one way, and then after the eye went through, it blew the other way.
South Florida, as it became, it grew too fast, too quickly, and it just, it was nice 30 or 40 years ago. It's turned into crap since then. It became the sort of place you really, don't want to bother with anymore.
Yeah, we were sort of in a horse area. We didn't have any horses, but there were a lot of them around. It was still country, and the city wasn't too far away. So that part was kind of nice. No restrictions and stuff. But on to a new adventure. We're over on Lake Hartwell. Got a dock out back, and the best part is someone else's boat.
Where you are now. Anyway, I'm starting to lose you. It's just noise in the signal, and you're down in the noise. So, maybe I'll let you go for right now, and we'll talk again later. And for BDC, K82BNG, 73 is, I'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay, 73. I'm getting close to the QTH, so maybe I'll catch you on the base station. Good talking to you. Thanks for the company. And for DDC.
The 9 p.m. net.